Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Squid pro quo?
Is that squid?
Squid pro quo. It's a squid that went pro.
It's quid.
Quid? Quid pro quo? It's squid. Squid pro quo. It's a squid that's pro at flying.
People wonder. They're like, we know there's two dudes, but they got dicks?
I guess we've never told anyone that we both have penises. You know what I mean?
We talk a lot about it, but you right. know, it's like, do we?
Yo, here's the thing. One of us could be a eunuch.
I don't even know what that is.
I just figured out what that was.
What is it?
I watched Game of Thrones like a couple times. Actually, I watched all of it. I loved okay. it. But there's a dude. Do you ever watch Game of Thrones? Of course. You don't watch anything else but Instagram anything, stories.
No. I watch Instagram stories.
And that's
it's
it.
It's trash.
And Snapchat's premium, and that's all you get to do.
I watched a scary movie last night.
Which one was that?
It's called Hush. It's on Netflix.
Hush?
This girl, she's deaf, and then there's a dude. It's kind of weird. She's deaf. She can't hear anything. And there's a killer banging on the door with, like, a knife. And he's trying to, like,
right.
get her attention. And she's just minding her own business. I was right. like, dude, that's got to be pretty frustrating for a killer.
Right.
He's like, yo, I'm trying to put this knife in your fucking ankle. Why are you not looking?
She's just playing words with friends?
No, she was washing dishes. And she's like she's just texting somebody. And I
was
like,
that the whole movie? Him just trying to get in?
Yeah, it was a good majority.
Miss? Excuse me, miss?
Hello. yeah.
For an hour and a half.
And then I fell asleep. So, dude. I watch movies.
Dude, how come every movie is now just about like a lack of senses or the senses making the evil spirits happen?
That's true.
Literally all of them. Like, so this Hush one,
right
is about what? Like not being able to hear?
Yeah.
And the last one was Sandra Bullock. You can't see shit.
The Blind Side?
No, dude!
Bird Box.
Yes, Blind Side. That's what they could have called it.
It has the word blind in it.
That's true.
He wasn't blind, was he?
Who?
And the blind
the black dude?
Yeah.
Nah, that would have been really cool if he was that good at football and blind.
I thought that was like the romance part of the story.
What was
no romance?
Why did they call it the Blind Side? Was it because the quarterback?
Blindsided.
What, his life?
I don't know.
You didn't see the movie, did you?
I didn't. You know what movie I did see? It was Radio.
What the fuck does that do anything?
I don't know, because... First of all, I don't know why that popped in my head, but can we just picture Radio, like the casting for that? That's not like the character Cuba Gooding Jr. had to play for that.
I would like to see the audition tape.
One time.
Or he didn't audition and they just let him go. And then he came in the first day of shooting and he was doing that. And the director was like, oh,
we
fuck.
Love it. They're like, he's like, well, is my character arch for this? They're like, never mind. Fuck all that. You're really hungover, right? He's like, yep, there it is.
It was great.
I saw him at Nobu in Malibu one time. Cuba Gooding Jr. is drinking by himself. And I think it's because he had to play Radio as a role one time.
Yeah, you think it's brain damage because of the role?
I think he mentally was like, what did I just go through?
Right.
That's a lot to put on the human body.
And I don't think people understand how long it takes to shoot a movie.
No.
He was that character for like 4 months.
He's a professionally trained actor. And they're like, okay, do that, but don't do that.
Yeah, just act like that. And he's like,
I don't know. It's interesting. So.
You know what's so funny about Pirates of the Caribbean? I know we weren't talking about it, but I was... Hold on. Smooth transition, Mike Blaustein. That's what they call me, buddy.
Oh, yeah, man.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Johnny Depp, first day of shooting, he came out. And he was like, hello, being all the drunk dude.
Right.
And no one knew that's what he was doing. And then Disney was like, no, please don't do that. And he goes, fuck you, I'm going to do it. They had a whole argument, like a whole big, like, please don't do that. No, this is what I'm going to do, back and forth.
Right.
And eventually they were like, all right, I guess you're Johnny Depp, man. I guess you can do it. But they hated it.
Really?
Like, screen tests and shit, they fucking hated it.
What did they want to do? Just, like, be all serious? A serious pirate?
No, buddy, less drunk all of the time. He was drunk the whole movie.
That's so cool.
It was pretty dope.
Like, in interviews, they're like, what was it like getting in characters? Like, I don't fucking remember. He's like, a lot of Patron, and yeah, that's all it is.
Just walking around wobbly.
That's hilarious. Because as a kid, I was like, God, he's such a good actor. I want to be him one day.
Do you think he didn't get, he wasn't like actually drinking. No, not the whole fucking movie.
Not the whole movie. But I feel like you gotta be in a real alcoholic shoes to play that character like he did. Because you know when like people like, one thing I hate is when people do cocaine in movies and then they come up and it's like all over their like eyebrows and foreheads. I was like, this is just too expensive to be wasting like that. No, it's always like under their like on top of their nose.
Yeah.
It's like they're not playing it real. So when people play drunk on camera or they play high, they're like, what's up, man? It's like, no, if you're high, you just don't even talk. That's the real
character
arc. I think you have to be pretty drunk to know how to play a real drunk guy.
You know what my acting conservatory teacher told me about impediments and especially about being drunk? Is the idea of being drunk is the idea of trying to act as if you were not drunk. Because when you're drunk, if you're trying to have a conversation, like a real conversation, you know, not like a frat boy, let's get fucked up, but if you're actually trying to have a real conversation,
yeah,
you're actively trying not to be drunk. So that's what you're doing essentially in the scene. Think about it logically, like that's what Johnny Depp was doing the whole time. He was drunk, but he was like trying to keep it all together.
Wow. That's some acting school shit. They're like, how do you play drunk? You don't be drunk, but you play drunk, but you don't want to play drunk. And you're like, fuck. All right.
And then you go, yo, was that a riddle, bro?
Yeah. was that in a Laffy Taffy? How the fuck?
Was that odd Mad Lib that you just fucking gave me?
Hell yeah.
Did you ever take acting class?
I did in college, yeah.
Oh, it was how'd it go, man? What do you mean it was theatrical? What does that mean?
Well, like theater. Like it was like, it wasn't like on camera shit. It was like plays.
What play did you ever do? Did you do a play in college?
We just do a lot of like, I almost said verses.
Scenes?
Yeah, scenes from like Hamlet and shit.
You did Hamlet?
Tennessee Williams. I wasn't Hamlet. I was probably like Ophelia or some bad bitch or some shit. But we did Hamlet, Tennessee Williams.
Which Tennessee Williams do you remember? Streetcar Named Desire?
Maybe. Or
was Adrian!
It might have been. But
do you remember, dude? I would pay $100 to watch you do Hamlet,
dude.
$100. You just be like Tisby bang.
Well, the thing was, is like I was, yeah. So I was in theater class, but I was still in my frat boy phases. I can't talk right now.
Phrases, man.
Yeah, you know. but everybody there was like a theater kid. And if you've ever met a theater kid,
I've met millions.
Yeah. They are committed.
Yes.
To the craft.
Yes.
Like they say, and scene before they go to bed. And it's like, it's a commitment. Like, so I was walking in there like boat shoes, just smelling like a Mad Dog 2020, be like, what are we doing today?
Yeah.
I got it.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow.
Yeah. To be or to be a B cub. What up, Susan?
Oh, shit. Just like,
God damn it. Get the fuck out of here. So,
did everyone hate you?
Kinda,
I can see that. Yeah.
Kinda. And then, well, and then I like got my shit together, and then like, okay.
And but, you got serious?
Yeah.
What did that entail? Weird.
But I just going over lines with like, this. I remember this one girl we met about fuck ton of times because I couldn't get this one like monologue down.
Yeah.
And then she like snapped on me one day, and I was like, oh fuck.
I gotta get focused.
And now who knows what she's doing? Bet you she's not making Bang energy drink videos though.
Yo, you're the drink guy, dude. How you feel about that?
Pretty good, dude. You know, dude. So I just have cases of so much free drinks in my living room, and I just never will go thirsty again in my
bro,
life.
Bro, I can attest to that. I think there's three different drink companies worth of shit in your living room.
Oh yeah, and people come over to my place and they're like, "Where are you in life that you need this much of anything?"
You beg people to take it.
Oh, I do.
Gabe and I have been to your place like twice, and every time we leave, you're like, "Can you please take some of these cases?"
Oh, bro, somebody knocks on the wrong door. The UPS guy's like, "Oh, sorry, wrong address." I was like, "Ha-ha-ha, is it though?" It's like, "Ah, man, I don't drink. I've been sober for 3 years." Okay, well,
don't be a pussy.
So you know somebody who likes seltzers. But yeah, it's great, man. Being the drink guy is pretty cool. Well, the thing is, it's not even about the drink. It's about the people who drink the drink. If you notice it, it's like, it's more so like a headline versus like, that's like any improv scene. They're like, you're at a Home Depot. This shit doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're fucking around with the people who drink it, not the actual drink. I get it.
I'm making fun of people with a drink in my hand.
That's the difference.
And that's how you act in Hamlet.
And scene. Bro, how was DC, man? Because you were in DC for what? Last weekend, right?
Yeah, this weekend.
What?
I'm going to say something. What a wild night. Wild.
First night out there.
What?
I honestly, too many people I know listen to this podcast.
What are you talking about?
Bro, I got in. You blows out here.
What does that mean? What? Hold on. What does that mean?
Let's just say the DMs were flying at me.
Bro.
And your boy may or may not have answered one or two.
One or two?
You know, I'm going to save this for Patreon. Is that messed up?
It's messed up for me right now.
Yeah, giving you a little bit of blue balls. It's a great story.
Okay, so this is an insane story, and now you're going to save it for Patreon.
Patreon, which comes out October 11th.
October 11th, first episode coming out. All right, so that'll be the first Patreon episode. Fine.
But I want it to be the first Patreon episode. Because like I know all of our stories are really good, but this story is like good.
Oh, this is going to... All right.
It's like you'll be proud of me.
I'll be proud of you.
Yeah, which is buddy, maybe happened twice so
I
far?
Think so. Dude, I come on ground. So if this is going to be... If I'm going to be proud of you...
Oh, bro. The amount of ground in this story, it's... Oof, wow. It's... Yeah.
Did you fuck on a basketball court? What?
I wish. Dude, that's got to be your dream. Center court, hardwood floor.
Have you ever seen Michael Jordan's trophy case?
Mm-mm.
Okay. He took the...
Did he come on it?
I would. So this is my dream.
Right.
Michael Jordan's trophy case, right? He has the middle section, the bull... Uh-huh. Like, he put that, he took it from the actual basketball court and put it, that's his trophy case. So that's the ground. Wow. Buddy, if I could come, bless you, if I could come right in the bull's mouth.
Bullseye. Ah.
I get it. Ah. Bang, energy drink.
Bukkake. What's up, guys? Today's episode is brought to you by Bang Fucking Energy.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's not.
If it were,
goddamn. But the CEO of Bang followed me on Instagram. So
that's kind of feel cool.
I messaged him. He hasn't messaged me back yet, but you know, probably playing hard to get. Dude.
Yeah, he's definitely playing hard to get.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about Bang Energy Drink? I'll tell you, they're doing such a remarkable job marketing. I see that shit fucking everywhere. Like every hot Instagram model, every three posts, she's like, "And my ass, look inside my ass cheeks." And there's a Bang Energy Drink like in her ass cheeks.
Yeah, and then some like random Disney star pops out like Kyle Massey, and he's like, "What's up, guys? It's me and a Bang Energy." And you're like, "All right, well, I should go drink some now." I mean, that's modern day advertising through social media.
But it's interesting because I don't see that like another company doing it that well. Like I see Bang everywhere, bro.
Yeah.
Every hot girl, every like influencer has at least one Bang. Like they must be sending. Who owns? Do you know who even owns Bang? Like, is it some like
The dude? Yeah, his name is like bangenergy.ceo on Instagram, and he's buff.
He's jacked.
They're based in Florida. If that helps with anything,
that clears everything up. You don't need to say
the
anything else.
Just say Florida. I'm like, good.
Yeah. It's just 100% Florida. You go, is this orange juice? And he goes,
Florida
no.
Florida bathwater. And you're like, that'll get me riled right the fuck up.
Dude, Florida bathwater has to be vile.
It has to be. My guess is it kind of tastes like if you were to boil water in a Campbell's tomato soup can.
Yeah. Just like old hot dog water.
Oh, yeah. Just like it, like it's the water's not hot, but it tastes hot. Like it's room temperature, but you're like, ugh, it's got like a must to it.
The ice is dirty.
Yeah.
How is the ice dirty?
Yeah, I don't know.
In Florida, oh, dude, yeah, fucking Florida. Florida, there's so much insane shit that happened in fucking Florida, dude. Hold on. Can I? Did you see what we posted on Instagram?
No. What happened?
Speaking of insane shit, I need to show you this. We posted this, I posted it on mine. Okay, this is a fan. All right, at Aaron dot. I can't pronounce the last name. I'm so sorry, man. It's J-A-N-E-C-E-K. All right.
Everybody's spelling that out at home.
No one cares.
Like,
but
one more time, Michael.
I just want to shout that out. Fuck you, man. This dude goes, was listening to Stiff Socks podcast and got hit by a car.
The fuck?
Yep.
A car?
A car.
Was he in a car or was he walking?
Hit by a car. So if you get in a car accident, you're going to say, I got in a car accident.
Yeah.
But you get hit by a car, that means he was walking.
So he was just out here on a Razor scooter, and then a car was just like, skrrr.
Ba-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga.
Yeah.
Then he goes, finished listening to the episode in the ambulance on the way to the hospital.
My guy. Wait. So let me play by play here.
Right. Yeah, please.
listening to the podcast, already just a great human being, right?
A phenomenal idea.
Listening to the podcast, right?
Probably hysterically laughing.
Laughing hysterically. Didn't see that the crosswalk wasn't the little neon man saying go. It was go.
The red hand.
Red hand, like right. Fucking, no, this is a freeway.
And he walked. He was so upped on stiff socks that he just high-fived the red hand.
Right, you know? Right. And then he saw like a Nissan Altima coming. And he's like, dude, you guys got to check out this pod. The driver's like, what are you listening to? And then just like, so, and then he gets hit.
Yeah.
And he's in the ambulance. And
who called the ambulance?
Hopefully the person.
Because he's
who
not pausing the episode.
No.
No.
And then he's in the ambulance, like, y'all got an aux cord? They're like, we got Bluetooth. Asking for, you got to ask for an aux cord if you're in the ambulance, because you don't know if that's your last ride ever.
And also, he's converting motherfuckers to the podcast.
Yeah,
bro, what a fan! That's a fan.
That is amazing. That's better than family relatives I have. People, are you still doing your comedy thing? You're not getting hit by a car, god damn it!
Your family, your fucking comedy thing. That drives me insane.
Your comedy thing. And honestly, anything after the show, somebody says you is probably disrespectful. Like, how do you come up with your skits up there? Is that planned? Do you just go up there and wing it? It's exactly.
Yeah.
I've spent 6 years in dark, dark venues to perfect 3 jokes.
People don't understand, man. People don't understand, like, the day-to-day suicidal thoughts of doing stand-up. And then you get off stage after working tirelessly, and then people are just like, hey. And you go, yeah. They go, how are those skits doing? And you go, hey, man, you ever swallow a rifle? Because that's what's going to come next, buddy. That's what's going to come next.
Yeah, dude. You're pretty – the things you do up there, I don't really understand it, but it's like you have great energy up there. Oh.
The worst is you got great stage presence.
Stage presence is terrible.
Oh, okay. So how about I take you? We go into the street. I fight you in the street. How about we do that? What's next after that? I fight you in the street.
You ever had somebody like you riffed on something or like something that like yelled somebody out and you responded? They're like, dude, that was the best part. You're like, oh, so none of the written shit? Dude, when that lady yelled something out and you just told her to shut up, I was dying.
Bro, that literally happened to me. Woo. That happened to me yesterday at San Diego. Shout out to everyone that came out. It was a podcast fan hit me up and it was like, yo, man, that stuff you riffed in the beginning, all the improv making fun of that one lady was the best. And I was like, what do you mean?
What about that stuff? The written shit. They're like, yeah, I mean, we get it, but like, that's what
the shit you spend tirelessly just crafting for fucking years. You hate it?
Yeah.
you hate that stuff?
Yeah. Dude, shout out also to the people that came out in DC. DC, Charlotte, Greensboro, Greenville, all the shows are fucking packed. They're amazing. Everybody just so drunk and I love it. Just good boozed up crowds.
Do you think your fan base has turned into like something specific? Like, you know what?
It's getting there. Yeah. It's kind of like this age range of like, it's very like kind of post-grad college people.
Right.
And it's dope because I just get to talk about things that I think about instead of like altering my material. Like if I'm performing for like an older crowd or like, it's just, I just talk about shit that is relevant to me and they all understand it.
Which yeah. Although, yeah, you don't have to worry about like references. Like they all get it. When you say like bang energy, they go, oh, we know that.
They love to drink, and which is great because there's nothing worse than a comedy show where everybody's like just sober at like 6 p.m. and they're like, yeah, that was a fantastic show, and you're like, then why the fuck didn't you laugh, Daryl?
Yeah, they're just golf clapping.
Yeah,
you ever have someone, bro, did I ever tell you this? I did a college one time and they didn't laugh, they snapped.
Really?
Snapped.
What art Juilliard fucking school is this?
I was livid. After 4 minutes, I go, God, hold on. What's happening? What is happening?
I understand you are appreciating this, but my brain doesn't register snaps.
I didn't know that was a thing. I felt like I was like a poet. I felt like I was a fucking poet. I would do a joke, I'd be like, yeah, and then I came on her kneecaps. And there was like 67 people in the college just like this.
That's weird.
Dude, it was after like, I was like, all right, maybe it's some weird shit they do. Cause like, it was a lot of like sororities in there. I was like, all right, maybe some weird like sorority shit that I didn't know about. And then after 4 minutes, I was like, all right, everyone, what is happening? And they go, no, we do that when we like it. I go, that's a good idea. But at the same time, fucking don't do that and laugh.
Just snap with your vocal cords and laugh, maybe. That's interesting.
This. And you know what they said? They said, we don't, and it was sort of respectful, but at the same time, I was like, you guys, I don't like what's happening. They go, yeah, we snap because we don't want to interrupt you.
What?
Shut up!
Hey, you know how we're trained to respond to laughter?
Like, our human body is trained to fucking make this involuntary sound. And you're holding it down.
Dude, imagine not getting an applause break, but a snap break. They're just like, that was a great joke.
You know what's so funny?
You're just riding that wave.
My stupid ego was like, oh, this is, I'm killing. Right. They don't want to do applause breaks. This is like the new, because they're all like 18. I was like, oh, this is the new Joan. I'm just not aware of it yet, this thing. Dude, and it wasn't.
That would make me feel so like broke. Because I feel like in that, like if you snap at me, you have more money than me. Right? They're like, good joke, peasant. Let's see your next one, Joker boy. Make a joke about the town city hall councilman. Why are you talking like that? This is Indiana.
No, it's not.
Yeah. That's fucked up. That's disrespectful.
Dude, imagine this shit.
Imagine if after you got a nut off, you just started snapping.
I'm kind of into that.
That's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, right, yeah.
I might try to do that shit. I've had sex.
Can you imagine if you just busted and then literally a girl just sat up and she was like,
I would marry on the spot.
I think you would have to.
I would be like, we are flying to Paris tomorrow.
Paris?
Yeah.
Yo, you got Paris money? Duh. What is happening right
now? I'm the drink guy. You don't think I don't got Paris money?
Bro, if you made a shirt that had your face on it that said the drink guy and then put all the drinks of the videos that
nobody's
you did.
Nobody's buying that.
7,000. And then they'd all sue you and you couldn't sell them any.
Nobody's buying that. Nobody is buying that. Oh, man, dude.
So DC was dope, though?
DC was super sick. It was a lot of fun, and it was like 5 shows, and they got like 2 stages there. It was this like little stage like in their basement. It's just like packing like 80 people, and it's just like jokes were just hitting.
Oh, you did the loft?
Yeah, the loft.
Oh, dude, I'm doing the loft in January.
Nice. Dude, yeah, it's fucking great club. I'll tell all the people to go back, but it's fucking... Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was dope. DC in general is just like a cool city.
Though DC has such a fucking cool ass. Oh, you told me you did the big hunt, right?
Big Hunt. Yeah.
I fucking love that.
You
room.
Live in DC. That's a hidden comedy gem. It's in the basement of a bar that doesn't look like much. Just looks like a normal bar.
Yeah.
But like that's where all like the big names drop in and shit. And like I did it both nights, dude. I got up 9 times in 3 days in DC.
Fuck.
Yeah. 9 sessions. Bow 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 bow. Your boy's trying to get these reps in, all right? And the 45's looking pretty good right now. So,
So future shows, you got to come out.
Oh, shit. Future shows, that's crazy because, you know how to say it? It's in Massachusetts. I'm going to get flamed for saying it wrong.
Give it to me.
Worst.
What in the hell are you saying to me?
Worcester?
Oyster.
I'm performing in Bikini Bottom at the Oyster. That's in October. I think the second week.
I don't know what city you're talking about. Worcester.
It's W-O-R-C. Nobody's spelling this. W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R. Worcester. Oyster.
Are you
Worcester.
Good at spelling?
No.
Okay.
Dude, I am terrible at spelling.
Worcester.
Okay? Worcester.
I don't know what that is.
People are listening to this back home. Are like, you idiot. Yeah. Google is a thing.
Bro.
But yeah, but so you, I mean, you're very familiar with the DC area.
Yeah. Dude, it is amazing. That the Big Hunt is one of my favorite rooms. The small room in DC Improv are one of my favorite rooms too.
Yeah.
Any like stand up man, it's like, it's just all about having like an intimate setting. I know a lot of people are like, oh, let's have a theater, let's do 2,000 seats. Yes, that's fine. But the intimacy of doing like a 70 theater with like 70 seats with like low ceilings, everyone's fucking packed in on top of each other.
I love it.
There's something about like a community of laughter. It's
all
about
the same ship, you know.
Yeah,
everybody's there. Nobody's on their phone, you know. Like it's packed in because when it's like 300 people, like people just talking in the back. It's like versus this, which was cool. Is like some girl yelled something out, and then everybody in the room heard it.
Yeah,
and then everybody's looking at me like, "Oh, is he gonna address it?"
Right.
And then that was like so much fun. It was just 5 minutes on this girl just yelling some dumb shit out.
Yeah,
versus like a theater, like it's hard to be intimate.
Well, dude, there was one time I did a theater and someone yelled some shit out and you have to be trained to repeat it so everyone else can hear. Because if you don't, then all of a sudden the people in the back are like, why is Michael yelling at this lady?
Right.
Like, what did she do?
And you don't find that out until after it happened because you're not saying, somebody goes, hey, just repeat it. You're like, oh, so nobody heard me yelling at the poor lady over
there. Dude, my buddy who I was opening for, this is like 4 or 5 years ago, that's what he told me. He's like, well, he told me before, he's like, you have to be careful when you do a theater because you have to wait for the laughs.
Because I'm doing my first theater in November, Gramercy Theater in New York.
Oh, that's going to be... How many seats is that?
I think it's like 400, 500.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think the Gramercy, you should be fine, but it's still, you still got to wait a little bit. A
little bit.
But with like big like 2,000, 3,000, you hit a punch and you literally have to like count because the laughter, because it's essentially just like the fucking, your voice has to get back to the back.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to hit them. They have to laugh and the laugh has to come back to you. And the timing is weird.
Is it weird because you tell a joke and then you like kind of pause?
100%.
Like, ah, punchline. And then they're like, you motherfucker.
3,000 people fucking snapping. Yeah. That shit makes me angry. Yeah, yeah, it's weird. That's sick, dude. Gramercy. That's gonna be really
cool. Yeah, I'm super excited for that. It's gonna be a lot of fun. It's I will fucking look it up right now.
Hell but, yeah, dude. Tell him, baby.
Yeah, it's a part of the New York Comedy Festival, so I'm fucking pumped. It's gonna be lit. It's November 9th. November 9th, Gramercy Theater. Tickets are not on sale yet, but they will be soon.
Buddy.
Back after this commercial break. Yeah, November 9th.
November 9th. Go peep it, yo.
And they're on sale October 1st at 12.
Dude.
Noon. Dude. So you.
Yeah. What's up, man?
What's up, dog? What you been into?
I'm working on this new bit, and it's about literally just my huge foot fetish. Everyone's listening is like, obviously he does.
Right. You know, it's weird because that's like underwhelming. It's like,
yeah, I mean, I'm out here coming on grounds. I'm out here like fucking pillows when I was a kid, dressing it up. You know what I mean? What?
Is it because
what's up?
Feet touch the ground and you love ground?
Yo! I tell you what I want. What no, I really, really want.
It's a hardwood floor.
I didn't even think about that. Go I've ahead. Done a bunch of research on it just to understand what it is. Sigmund Freud. Said that people...
No. What?
What, dude?
Sigmund Freud was in a feet?
Bro, let me finish my fucking thought. Right, well, it's not my thought. You think it's his thought.
Fucked?
Huh?
Philosophers had to get ass.
Dude, do you...
Bro, they walk past a girl at a bar to say some fucking wild-ass quote, and they're like, whoa.
Oh, I'm so wet. Sigmund Freud, he like... I don't know, man. I think he fucked like a... He was into like young ladies. Am I making this up? You don't know anything. Gabe, is Sigmund Freud into like young people? You didn't know either. Fuck. It doesn't matter. So
what
Sigmund
Freud. What was Sigmund Freud in?
Huh? Oh, he was a Third Eye Blind.
Wait. No, he had his theory, Sigmund Freud theory.
Oh, so about feet. About
is
feet.
It really?
Yeah, bro, I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
All right. What if I just never told you? So he said that people are into feet, like sexually aroused by feet, because feet are in the shape of a penis. I read that and I was like, fuck!
Where did you read that? Wikipedia? What fucking outlandish sort? That's a real thing.
That's a real thing, dude.
Whose cock is shaped like a foot?
It's a sphere, like dick looking thing. Your dick don't look like your feet? What'd your dick look like?
Not a foot!
Really?
It looks like if you chopped off all the toes but one, maybe. The pinky toe, to be exact. How the fuck?
But it's in the shape. It's like
a dude. Why are people not into forearms then? Because a forearm kind of looks like a dick.
Bro, people are into the weirdest shit, and this is what I'm getting to, dog. Because I looked up other fetishes. Yo,
people are into anything,
dude. Dude, I fucking looked up these fetishes just to add to the joke.
Yeah.
And the part that I got to that I thought was funny: people are into fucking trees. I don't know if y'all heard me.
Well, hear
two
me out.
Two trees.
You ever felt some warm tree sap? I mean, you know.
Dude,
you a couple whiskey cokes deep and you see some tree sap running down, you know, kind of sparkling at you. Shit.
Yeah, you ever use maple syrup just to fucking jack off with?
That's not the worst.
You
come on, bro. It leaves the room smelling good.
Yo,
people are like, yo, what fucking dude. Yankee candle you got burning in here? You're like, Aunt Jemima. They're like, the fuck?
Yo, people are going to the woods and camping by themselves and fucking weeping willow trees. They're doing that.
If any tree needs it, it's a weeping willow tree.
They look so depressed, bro.
So sad.
You ever see it? You're like,
and you're
bro.
Like, hey, girl, cheer up. They're like, just give me some water, please. I'm a plant. And he's like, nah. What if I gave you this hose instead? They're like, why are you trying to make your penis a water reference? Get your dick out of here, man.
Bro, it's so mean that we labeled the weeping willow tree weeping. Like, it already looks depressed, that. And you got to bully this motherfucker?
Willow tree.
Willow tree's fine. You didn't need weeping.
Weeping's a
It's just got to cry the whole fucking time.
How's your girlfriend? Oh, she's been weeping for 3 days. I'd be like, well, shit. Does she have the bubonic plague?
Yeah, help her. Help her, maybe. Why are you here in the subway?
Weeping willow. That, who was in that big of a fucking fuss that they're like, man, fuck that tree. That's a weeping willow.
Yeah, just that's what I'm saying. He's just like bullying the tree.
Depressed
it's,
ass
it's
tree.
It's already sad, man. You got to name it. Dude, that I don't. It's just... So,
all right, let me ask you this.
I love these questions. Give it to me. What's up?
Let's say, hypothetically...
Yes, I'm fucking a tree, bro. If that's what you're asking me...
What tree, though?
Oh, which tree am I fucking?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm trying to think of a soft tree. What's it like?
I think that... what's that one tree that has the tree bark? It's like kind of like a... It's like white and gray almost.
A beach tree?
No.
All right.
I don't know. They're usually in rich people's front
yards. Oh, a gum tree.
Is it?
I don't know. Gum tree? No. Gabe, you don't know anything? God damn it.
I think I go palm tree because palm trees are bad bitches and a palm tree feels like it would leave me on red and I need that in my life. I need a tree to reject me so I can be like, maybe it's back to humans.
And then, yeah. Oh, yes, you do. I'm trying to think of like, what I'm trying to think of the most comfortable fuck, a tree. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's the most, because it's got to be like a leaf. Honestly, maybe a weeping willow because there's a lot of foliage.
So you got some leaves to pull on.
Yeah. You feel like you're pulling some hair, dude.
Yeah, I mean, palm trees are tall, so you're fucking kneecaps at best, right? You're not getting up top, you know?
No. But I will say palm trees have coconuts on them.
What does that mean?
You could fuck a coconut.
Yo.
You know?
Palm trees out here, they racked up, so some double Ds.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
What if you fuck the coconut off a palm tree? That's like props. You're like, damn, okay. That's like making the headboard shake a little bit.
Well, I think that's how a palm tree comes. That's the only way that you know a palm tree comes is if you get in the head with a coconut.
Splits on the ground.
Exactly.
And that's the nut.
You get that milk. It's like, yo, I made that bitch come.
You know what's crazy? This is an educational podcast.
And this is, dude. It's a science
podcast.
You will
never look at a palm tree again the same. Okay? No. And there's so many goddamn palm trees in Los Angeles. When I'm going to be driving past, I'm like, yo, I'm trying to fuck.
Yeah, they do. They do look fuckable.
They do. Sexy.
I tell you what's not fuckable. A cactus. That's well. That. Oof. What do you mean, well? What the fuck
Isn't
you mean,
what
well?
Isn't that aloe vera's made out of on the inside?
I don't know.
So let me hear this, right?
Cactus. Let me hear this.
I'm saying, bro, I'm off 9-bang energy. I'm jet lagged. I was 3 hours ahead of time. I'm all over the place. Let's say you cactus, right? My brain is like a lawnmower that won't start, and I keep pulling the cord like words, words.
Dude, I'm sorry. I got to pause you real quick. I used to fake to my mom that I couldn't start the lawnmower. I used to do this shit all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I used to be like, she'd be like, mow the lawn. I'm like, I can't start it. Mow the lawn. I would be like, mom, see, I can't pull it. And I would fake the whole time. I could start
that
bitch.
Get out of it?
Yes. And then she would come up and fucking start it immediately. And I'd be like, God damn it.
Yeah, I was going to say, did she not try?
Of course she did. But for those fucking 35 minutes, I could just play, you know, Nintendo.
Get out of it. Yeah, I feel that. But hear me out.
Okay.
You cut the needles off. Now we just got a little voluptuous ass little fucking cacti right there.
And if you take the needles off?
Yeah.
Dude, you know how bad you gotta wanna fuck a cactus to meticulously take off every needle?
You ever take an Adderall?
Yes. Oh, buddy.
That's all you need. You take one Adderall and you're like, ding, 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 ding.
What is it about Adderall that just makes every... Dude, you give me a thing to do. If you give me... I will do... Everything's fun. What is that?
I don't know, man. But dude, it gives you... Like, you look forward to it.
Like, and the more tedious the task, the more fun it is.
Yeah, I had to edit a video recently, and I took an Adderall for it, because it was, like, a big-ass video, and I felt like I was in the Matrix. Like, I was, like, when I would cut and, like, throw a video in the trash can, I would, like, feel, like, flying past me. I felt like I was in the Matrix, just like, do-do-do-do-do. I was editing on iMovie. It's nothing extreme, but I'm just like, da-da-da-da.
You're, like, on InShot, like,
oh, yeah, dude, you feel good about it.
I tell you what, though, I can't be creative on this shit, because it's my brain is... My brain is just too, like, it's too funneled at one task. So, you know those, like, if you're, like, writing a joke, whatever, or, like, sort of riffing on stage, you're sort of, like, your brain's, like, open to, like, funnel in ideas. But when I'm on Adderall, I'm too focused. So, like, I can't be,
you
like, loose.
The same word 35 times, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, foot, 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 foot. Foot. Snap.
Did I say
snap.
Foot six times?
So wait, where do we go with the foot fetish? So there's the foot fetish. There's people who also like to fuck trees.
People who fuck trees, dude. There's people.
Dude, there's go, literally give anything. One of my favorite shows ever is it's on TLC. My Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
You ever watch that shit?
No.
Or there's a dude. He's like addicted to fucking banging his car. And it's a hilarious clip. There's a this
no,
the funniest
this
thing
is
ever.
Not real.
And no, it's real. It might be a little scripted, but you look at the guy and you're like, he's for sure had sex with a Scion TC. There's a shot of him underneath the car, and like it's almost like he might be eating car ass because his face is right by the muffler, and he's kissing around the muffler.
Well, that's the pussy.
You think?
Yeah, it's not the asshole.
What's the engine?
That's the brain.
Huh?
See me, what's I'm such a feminist. I would fuck the engine because I like women for their brains.
This motherfucker. If you're just now tuning in, if this is your first episode ever, you're like, well, Michael, guys, pretty normal.
Dude, what do you mean? If you tuned in right that moment, we just talked about me wanting to come on the Chicago Bull logo.
Yeah,
I'm saying, 11 minutes ago.
I'm saying if somebody skipped in, it was like 37 minutes in.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
What are these guys talking about? Let me fast forward through all these.
Can you imagine if people did that? They'd be like, what the fuck? Dude, there's so many people that oh, didn't you told me this, that people were like, they recommend the podcast, but they say don't start with the come on the floor one.
Yes.
They go, don't do that one first. That's, you got to lead up to that one.
Yeah, you need a couple palate cleansers before you get into that one. But you know what's crazy? Somebody out there, that was their first episode and probably their last. I am curious to know how people pitch. Right in. Let us know. How do you pitch this podcast to people? Because like I know people are like, oh, how do you like Theo Vaughn's? Oh, it's dope. He's very unique. Oh, how do you like Joe Rogan's? Oh, he gets high as shit and talks to Elon Musk. How do you pitch this one? There's two guys. They honestly, well.
There's two guys and they talk about. You like cum?
When was the last time you jerked off to like a pillow? They're like, oh, as a child? Okay. Well, you'll be relating to these guys.
Dude, sexual fetishes, bro. There was another one that I read that people are into, they get sexually aroused by rays of sun. Can you imagine your life?
Yo.
If you'd have to move to Seattle immediately or you just have a heart on the rest of your life.
Right. So, like, okay, this is a dumb question, but most things I say are.
Yeah.
Like, the raising of the sun or a sun ray?
Like
a UV?
Ray. I think it's just like the sun, essentially. Can you imagine that shit?
Could you imagine, like, you got to walk with, like, horse blinders on over your eyes? Because anytime you, like, look up, you get hard?
Yeah, just coming immediately to any...
Oh, God.
Dude, you have to become a vampire.
Yeah.
You have to exist at night.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to just go to sleep immediately at 5.
That's such a hard thing to be aroused by because it's so goddamn bright. You have to look at it in, like, increments of, like, 0.4 seconds.
I wonder if you wear, like, sunglasses if you're good or, like, a hat or something if you're good. Maybe sunglasses. I see a lot of people. Maybe are all rappers attracted to sun?
Shit.
They love sunglasses.
Damn.
They love sunglasses and they love stuff that the value is going to decrease quickly.
Oh, yeah. Dude, honestly, wearing sunglasses inside, it makes your life harder. Like, I know you look dope, but.
You don't look dope. You don't look dope.
Plus, you're eating at a restaurant that's already dark. You're wearing sunglasses. You're bumping into people. You're spilling Brussels sprouts everywhere. And then you're just like, aha, I'm sorry.
You know what pisses me off?
What's that?
Is when people wear sunglasses in a club.
That,
hey, hey, bro, really quickly, I'd like to tell you this. It's dark as fuck in here. I can't see.
We
and I'm not wearing sunglasses.
Ass, okay? We know what the objective is of this.
But is it to look cool? Is that the thing? Or is it like, oh, I'm so high, wobbly, wobbly, drop it like it's, I can't, like, I don't want people to see my red eyes. Is it that?
I think it look cool. But it doesn't look cool.
It doesn't look cool. You look like Ray Charles. You look like you're blind. And you practically are.
Yeah.
You're running
into my... It's hard to navigate when you just be feeling around the club for your fucking bottle of Patron and you just grabbing everybody's head on accident. Oops, sorry. Yeah.
Then you got to go to prison. The judge is like, you're a Me Too. You're a Me Too guy. And you're like, no, I was just reaching for my Patron. I didn't mean to touch your titty. How do you defend that shit?
Yeah. Dude, sunglasses inside. This is instant asshole statement. But I think... I remember when Jersey Shore was out, when that show was big, was like every dude was like, yo, it's sunglasses inside, dog.
Do they wear sunglasses inside a lot?
Did they? Oh, my God.
Really?
I don't know if they ever took them off. They'd be showering those bitches on.
They took them off. They just had the fucking sun.
They have another pair on underneath. That is funny, yeah. Dude, I don't like
it. I met those guys.
Did you really?
They are the smallest people.
Really?
Dog. They, how big do they look on TV?
Huge.
Huge. You ever, like,
small?
Small. Like, I'm talking about small, dude. I'm 5'9". I'm telling you, they were like, what was the biggest jacked dude that looked, that was like, always
Molly
wore the...
D or The Situation?
Not, the other Vinny? Dude.
No.
Mike,
The Situation was the big dude. He was the
Situation guy. Had the abs and shit. He was probably like 5'8". The other dude, wow. What's his name? Ronnie. was the dude was like, the whole time was like, yo, don't fight him. He's a crazy pitbull.
Like a fucking chorizo sausage in the package still. Dude, he was just...
What the fuck?
You ever seen a fucking... Just like the Jimmy Dean sausages at the grocery store? They're just a tube of just bulk.
You ever like cut
protein?
Have you ever cut that shit open?
Oh yeah,
it's the grossest thing ever.
Not hot.
I tell you what though, that might be a good thing to fuck.
Yo, speaking of fetishes, bro, there's a fetish for everything, dog. Somebody has cut open a fucking Pillsbury Doughboy croissant roll and been like, "Yo,
dog, let me tell you,
you got some pulled up."
Yes, I have some pulled up because I
want. Why is it your wallpaper?
Because my mom told me to do it.
Fuck.
Okay. There's one that people are aroused by statues.
Well,
can you, like, dude, you want to go to a museum? No, I can't go to a museum. I got kicked out.
I remember as a child, like, do you remember going to a museum as a kid? And, like, you'd see a museum and then, like, the guy or the girl would be naked on the statue and you'd be, like, looking around like, yo, is nobody?
Oh,
dog.
Yeah. Yeah,
Cleopatra got her titties out. Ain't nobody saying anything.
And they go, it's art. And I'm like, yeah, it's art, but I'm hard.
Right. And I would like try to not look suspicious, but I'd look over at it like every 13 seconds.
Oh, dude, I'd be wearing sunglasses, but I'm straight looking at them titties. Be
perfect.
They look so good.
Great.
You know what's also weird is a Greek statue with them small ass dicks.
I was just going to say, every dude had the smallest dick on statue.
It must have been always freezing cold in Greece.
Right. But you think they were doing that out of like pettiness? I feel like girls were the sculptures. They're like, oh yeah, Aristotle was not this. Man, he thought he was this big.
Sigmund Freud ain't shit.
Yeah, she talking. That's something so funny. No, that would be weird if you saw a statue and dude was just packing heat.
You got to... I would like to see it. It would be weird.
Dude's always the smallest dicks and statues.
What? Why?
And that's how you remembered for life, bro.
But you know what it was? You know what I think it was? It was like, hey, look, it's okay to have a small dick, right?
I hope.
Like, that's what it was.
It's funny because it lists all their accomplishments in like a paragraph and like a, like it's carved in like a little golden plaque.
Yeah.
Do this, do that. And then you look up, it's like, yeah, but don't matter. He had a 2.7 inch dick.
Do you think it matters? Do you think, look, because we've asked this question like a couple times, and I don't,
does size matter?
Let me ask you this. What do you think the average penis size in America is? I'll Google this shit. This is the first thing we've ever Googled.
I think I've seen it. I think it's like 5.5.
Damn, you brought that stat up quick as fuck.
No, what? Come on, man.
Average.
I'm insecure and shit.
Penis size.
Well, you got to think, that factors in everybody, you know. I mean, that factors in. Motherfuckers in Montana who just be slanging heat, you know?
You think Montana's got big-ass dicks?
I think so.
What do you think the state is with that have the biggest dicks?
Biggest dick? I'd say smallest, probably New Jersey.
Really?
That's why the attitudes are in your face, bro. You even look past their jawline, they're like, the fuck you looking at? And yeah. I think people, maybe like Iowa or like Wisconsin probably packing heat.
I think it's like, I think it's like Alabama.
Alabama?
I think that down south shit. So average, okay.
I think humidity adds an extra inch or two.
Yeah, maybe. So you think Florida's packing that fucking?
Probably. Because everybody out there looks not like shit. But sometimes you see some dude and you're like, damn, he must not give a fuck. Probably because he's packing heat.
Also because he fucked his cousin a while ago.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Packing like, heat, you don't give a shit what you look like because you know deep down.
They all sort of look like lizards a little. A
little bit.
Yeah. So 5.6 inches is
saying,
the average
baby.
Dick. I'm gonna let you know. I'm not gonna let you know my exact size, but I'm saying I'm bigger than average.
Same here, bro.
What's good? I ain't no Greek statue.
Yeah.
You think,
bro,
I'm a fucking Greek statue, dude?
5.6?
Huh? 5.6 is the average.
Wow, I feel better about myself already.
Yeah, dude. But I don't know. Hold on, average circumference.
What's average in the world, though?
Hold on. What does it say? Average. Circumference
girth?
Of an erect penis. What?
Whoa.
Hold on. Circumference. Does that
That's
mean like
all the way around?
All the way around. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This still seems big. What do you think that? What do you think it is?
Around?
Around. Inches. Around.
I don't. Fuck. That's hard.
I know it's hard. It is hard.
What? I don't two.
This right? Wouldn't you say like two? Yeah. 4.8 inches.
No,
dog.
There's no way.
Let me tell you something, man. There's no Maybe way, I don't know what circumference means, but 4.8 inches
the US
circumference.
Is walking around with a bunch of fucking IHOP
Pepsi
pancake
can
stacks.
Dicks. Yeah.
Fucking Chillville, USA.
Damn, fucking Pellegrino dicks out here.
4 inches.
4.8, dog.
Is that why dildos be so fucking crazy? Because girls will just post their dildo on Instagram, and I'll be like, yo, that thing.
That is.
Whoa.
Yeah, your expectations are crazy.
Yeah.
Because you're going to pull my pants down and be like, oh, I thought it was a Subway sandwich.
It's a Slim Jim. Okay, but it's a massive Slim Jim.
Yeah, right. Okay.
There's two Slim Jims
but
hugging each other.
I'm funny. So what you going to say about that?
I got personality, okay? She's just starting snapping.
Average penis size in the world.
In the world. I think world's going to be 4.7.
Yo, hold up.
Wait.
This is crazy. In the world, 5.5 inches. Damn. So America's got them dongs.
We got that 0.01 or 0.1 ahead of everybody.
Dude, 5.5 fucking inches. That's ain't shit. You know what I want to do? Average penis size per state. Average penis size per state.
Who's collecting these stats?
I don't know, dude.
Turning in this information?
Some fucking nerds, bro.
When was the last time you measured your own dick?
I mean, I was a week ago.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right, what do you think it is?
What?
Dude, first of all, I killed that shit, bro.
What'd you say?
Remember I said Alabama had the biggest dicks?
Yeah.
I think Alabama has the biggest dicks.
I'm telling you, humidity adds some girth and some length because it's always so hot. You're okay. Always just dragging on the floor and shit.
I'm going to be honest. This is bananas. The average dick size in Alabama. Do you want to take a guess?
6'1".
Okay. Ladies, if you want to get dig down, go to Alabama. 7.44 inches.
There's no way.
There's no way. 7.44 inches.
7.4?
That's bigger than my foot. 7.44 inches.
I got to perform in Alabama in a couple weeks here. I'm going to be like, y'all big dick motherfuckers looking at me weird.
You better not look at your DMs.
7.4?
Because they're going to be expecting a thing.
Who lives there? Just Shaq? Just on repeat?
Dude. Alabama, it's that southern shit. They feed their dick cornbread.
That's what I'm saying. Humidity with some good meat and some
with some southern cooking.
All right, well,
you feed your dick okra? That shit'll grow, dude.
Fried okra, bro. So, damn, Alabama.
Yo,
wow.
First of all, these states
everybody fucking out there.
These A states are packing, dude.
Arizona,
Alaska, 6.9.
That's funny.
Arizona, 5.9. Dude,
what's because we're running out of time here. What's smallest?
I'm looking right now, dude. I'm looking for them four shit. Nothing, bro.
What is this a valuable source?
I don't know.
It's just like dickbystate.com.
It says
it's not .com.
Oh, this is my blog. damn, dude. What I wish I knew. See, I would think like Texas was like a bigger one too.
I think Texas, they're fronting though. It's that whole like the bigger you say it is, the smaller it really is. Like the big truck, small.
Right.
Enough, right.
Right.
Who knows?
Dude, everyone in America seems like they're crushing.
Also, Texas, if you have a small dick, you should buy a bigger gun. And people are like, man, all right, well, I'm not going to talk shit anymore.
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
If you got a gun, that's the funny thing about a gun, man. You can get anything sort of done at a gun. You ever like go to McDonald's and they're like, oh, we're not serving breakfast anymore? And you put a gun, and guess what? They're serving breakfast. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Yeah.
The eggs don't disappear at 11:02.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You go into a Foot Locker and you say, I'd like to have these shoes for free. And they go, I'm sorry, sir. These are $200. And you take out a gun. They go, you know what, sir? They're free.
But
it's crazy.
Here's what I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Did you rob a Foot Locker?
What, dude? How do you think I got these new shoes?
We talked about this when I did Kev on Stage podcast like two weeks ago. Somebody pulled a gun out at Popeyes because they ran out of the chicken sandwiches.
Did they have chicken sandwiches after that?
No. They legit ran out. But in this guy's mind, it was the same model you were just talking about.
Yeah.
But like, what do you do when you pull a gun on somebody and like, sir, we just don't have them anymore? And he's like, well, y'all better fucking get some bread and slap that shit on your chicken tenders. Did you ever have one of those Popeye sandwiches?
No, did you?
I didn't.
I didn't either.
I bummed. Those places had like fucking 3-hour lines. It was fucking stupid.
Here's where I'm at. You know all those idiot fucks that wait in line all that time for like iPhones?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Wait a week. Yeah. Wait 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
You need the chicken sandwich so bad? That's what's so funny about this society, man. You need to flex on people. That is what this whole thing's
100%.
About. It's like, have you had the sandwich? No, I haven't. Oh, I have. Fuck you. You ain't shit.
Bro, I mean, like, if somebody got a chicken sandwich and froze it,
and then de-thawed it today. You know how much ass he's getting? He posts on the gram, yo, wow. I got the last chicken sandwich in the U.S.
Yo, if you get one and you freeze dry that bitch, you can sell it on eBay for like $200,000.
I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich on a Sunday once. I felt like I was the king of Rome.
How?
I was drunk Saturday night. I bought two and I put one in the fridge for the next morning.
Wow.
Was it as good? No, but the fact that I was posting on my Instagram eating Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, motherfucker was like, oh, this dude got Drake money.
Wow.
Like, Drake's the only person I know that can make Chick-fil-A appear on a Sunday.
That's a good question. You think he could?
Oh, yeah.
But he's not more powerful than God.
Well, is he?
Maybe.
Is Drake God? Six
the
God.
The six God. He's the devil God.
In Toronto, he could. Maybe in Tuscaloosa.
In Toronto, he can make a dragon appear. They don't care. They'll do anything for that guy.
Yeah, man. That shit is crazy. But I did say I did feel powerful eating Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. I felt like I earned like
respect. Were you scared a little bit that God was going to smite you?
My first bite, I was like, this ain't right.
Of course.
I felt like I was jerking off in church or something. I was like, something about this don't feel right.
You ever jerk off in church?
What?
Excuse me?
Have you?
Nah.
That's a yeah.
A priest jerked me up. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. All right, we're running out of time, so let's get into these motherfucking ass questions.
Yeah, boy.
Motherfucking ass questions.
Some of these questions.
Oh, motherfucking sock talk, baby. Yeah, motherfucking sock talk. Oh, we need to answer this question once and for all, dude. Let's see. Regan, hilarious. Regan Huggins 12 writes, "What's the fan base called?
Ooh.
Are we stiffies? Soxies? What? None of those. Those are horrendous.
Stiffies?
Maybe stiffies.
Soxies?
I don't like. So this podcast is called Stiff Socks. Can we just say socks? Y'all are some socks?
Y'all, sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, stiff? Maybe stiff. I don't. Maybe I don't hate stiffies.
Stiffies? What up, stiffies?
I'm kind of cool with that.
Kind of works.
Yeah.
We'll get back.
We're going to brainstorm.
We're going to take some Adderall and come up with one name
in the next
48 hours.
We're going to start a band and forget that that's what we're doing.
you ever in a band?
Nah, bro. I got bitches. I don't know what that means. I don't.
Bro, what? You don't think rock stars get any pussy?
As soon as I came to my face, I was like, what are you talking about?
I think there's two different bands. There's like a garage band, and then there's like, for real, the high school band. Be wearing like top hats and shit.
Bro, there was a for real high school band. I forget what the name was.
Every high school.
Do you remember the name of your high school band that was like popping off?
Pussies?
Was it called Pussies?
Oh, like a garage band.
You said Pussies?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't know. But there's like two Screamo bands in my school.
You said Screamo?
Screamo, yeah.
No, you were into some weird shit when you were in high school.
It was all over the place.
Screamo? What does that even mean? They just screamed?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Excuse you, but yeah.
This is pretty on the nose, isn't it?
Yeah. I didn't listen.
What is this type of music called? I don't know. What do we do a lot? Scream? Scream. Well, scream. Come on. We can just call it scream. How about O's at the end? All right. Sounds like a cereal, but
yeah,
let's
exactly.
do it.
Yeah, it sounds nutritious.
Yeah, have some Screamos.
Yes, your daddy does the Screamos?
Jesus. All right.
It's made with chewing tobacco and heroin.
The Logan Joseph, he goes, this is actually apropos. Do you know what that word means?
No.
I don't either.
It sounds like squid pro crow.
Squid pro. It's not squid. You fucking
idiot. How do you say it? Squid pro crow?
Squid
pro quo. It's a squid that went pro.
It's quid.
Quid? Quid pro quo? It's squid. Squid pro quo. It's a squid that's pro at flying. A squid pro quo. A crow that is... Dude, can I tell you? I thought...
Oh my God, I'm dying.
Can I tell you that I thought it was the bear of bad news? You know it's not the bear of bad news?
Yeah,
no, dude, it's the bearer.
Bearer. I'm going to be honest with
you
guys.
No bears?
No. Hold on. There's no bears bringing bad news?
No Winnie the Pooh?
No bears.
Winnie the Pooh's never had bad news.
Not.
I don't believe it.
The Memphis Grizzly Bear is not fucking letting you
never.
Know that your mom
no.
passed away?
Squid?
Squid. It's not squid.
Say it.
Squid. Say quid pro quo.
But it sounds better as a squid.
It well,
what
maybe.
Is quid pro? Oh fuck! Wait, bro. If I ever, dude, I feel like if a
Yo,
cop
you
pulled
the,
me over and
you,
he just like told me to ask a normal sentence, I would get a DUI being sober.
You just said ask a normal.
That's
sentence.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm off 19 Bang Energy drinks, bro. I'm seeing different colors right now, Yo, bro. I
oh my god!
People's visions.
Oh, sorry, officer. You like me to ask you a sentence?
He's like, what are you on right now? I'm like, life. He's like, all right. Yeah, we're going to have a bag of this guy's out of his fucking mind. You bring 9 straitjackets.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm laughing at you, man. But I literally for a good portion of my life thought PB&J was PP&J.
Okay.
2 P's.
What did you think it was? Peanut jelly?
A lot of peanuts.
No butter, just peanut jelly.
A lot of fuck butter.
So what is, so say it one more time.
Quid.
Quid?
Pro quo.
Pro quo. Quid pro quo.
Why you can't? Yo, you be the worst at speech and debate, bro? Holy shit. And that is my point. Okay, well, how about this?
And quid that is pro my quo. Conclusion. conclusion.
Scott.
What does it mean? Quid pro quo.
I don't know. I actually don't know. Gabe, what does it mean? Oh, fuck. Gabe doesn't know either. God, we're all stupid.
Well.
I don't know, man. All right. Well, here we go. We got to bang out some.
Now it's time for some advice for people.
This is actually apropos. That's what we got to.
Oh, yeah.
This is actually apropos. So the _ Logan Joseph said, have either of you ever gotten a foot job? And if so, what's your opinion on them? You ever got a foot job, bro?
I haven't. But based on your newly found fetish, I think I know what you have.
First of all, I want to be very, very clear. This is not a newly found fetish.
Oh,
okay? This has been in the gas tank for many years. I don't know why I love feet.
Yeah, as a baby, you were in the hospital. You looked over at the other baby tub, and you're like, yo.
Yo, dude, as a baby, why do you think I always ate my feet?
Did you?
You never ate your feet as a baby?
I don't know.
Dude, me neither. Quid pro quo, bro.
Quid pro quo.
Yes, I'm into foot jobs, dude. They're the greatest. I don't. And listen, man, I'm sorry. Like this is where I'm at. The sort of the bit that I'm working on is like, I'm sorry that I have it. I didn't like ask for this shit. My bad that I like feet. It's weird. I understand, but you know what I'm saying? I'm into fucking foot jobs. Okay, my opinion of them, phenomenal. Do I get women before my girlfriend to send me pictures of the feet? Yes.
You're a foot guy?
I'm a foot guy, yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, since I was in high school, bro, I would look how I check out a girl. I would look at a face and then the feet.
Really?
Yeah.
What about a foot gets you going?
I don't know, bro. It's literally, I looked it up, man. It's just like.
I'm going to put my feet down real quick. You be fucking just staring at my goddamn
Yeah, dude,
hands,
put them down. Take your shoes off, bro.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, is that weird? A foot fetish is weird?
I think they're pretty. I mean, they're not like they're not the most popular thing because, dude, everyone thinks feet are disgusting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you walk around.
It's true. Nobody's like all right about them. You're like I fucking hate them. All right, time to fuck them.
Yeah, I want to fuck them. It's very weird.
That's
I'll get women to send me pictures of their feet all of the time,
and they're not like,
oh, dude, I can't ask off jump. I can't take her to Olive Garden first date and be like, hey, what's up? You want breadsticks? Let me see your feet, bitch. I can't do that.
How do you get into it?
I go listen.
Well. That's my time here. Look, like anytime you say listen with that tone of voice, you asking
well,
for something new.
I ease into it.
There's no way to ease into
there
it.
There is a way because if you're fucking and you like you have the feet sort of next to your like next to your head because you're in that sort of position and you give a little lick here there, then you just see if she's cool with it. Then all of a sudden you have the whole foot in your mouth like you're a golf ball washer and you just fucking get in there. You know, yeah.
Let me ask you this. As a kid, how did you feel about Cinderella? Because she had a clear ass shoe, just glass.
Oh yeah,
all foot.
Dog, I wore out that pause button looking at him. Fuck. All right.
So,
it is weird, man. I will be the first person to tell you that it is weird.
What's the best part about the foot?
It being a foot.
Is it the crusty heel? Is it?
Nah. If you have crusty shit, cut it off. I don't need it. It's disgusting. You know what I mean? Also, I don't like real long toes. If you have like toes that look like E.T.'s hand, disgusting. You know what I mean? Disgusting. But if you have like symmetrical feet, like little small symmetrical feet, I don't know. There's something about them that's attractive. I did a little bit of research. Essentially, the synapses in my brain misfire. And obviously, if you listen to this podcast, that you know that already.
How many people would you say is it common to have a foot fetish?
Should we look that up?
I feel like a lot of people do, but it's not like nobody's throwing that in their Instagram bio.
I might.
Yeah.
What's the percentage of people with a foot fetish, baby. Here we go. Only 2%?
Wow.
That's insane, dude.
Out of 100 people, there's only 2 motherfuckers being like, hey, who trying to wear some rainbow flip-flops?
Bitch, I love Crocs.
Hey, all right, well.
So you're not into that? Man. What's a weird thing you're into?
I can't be in anything. But, I can't even come close to what you said.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying, like, you have no oddity things. You're like, oh man, it's kind of weird that I'm into throats. You like earlobes? You like fucking earlobes?
No.
All right, man. You're
pretty straightforward guy.
You're a weird guy.
But that belly button, though.
Oh shit!
Get up in that belly button.
All right, let's do one secret. We got to get out of here. All right, y'all. This is time for a little secret socks, baby. Y'all, secret socks, baby.
Too busy thinking about some goddamn feet.
I love feet, bro. All right. In eighth grade, my cousin and I gang banged a cantaloupe.
Well, this isn't the first person that's talked about fucking a cantaloupe. This is the second.
Do you know how many things are wrong with what I just read?
Cousin
gang banged a cantaloupe. You couldn't just go one at a time? What? You couldn't go one at a time? Why do you have to go at the same time? With your cousin?
Also, a watermelon is a bigger fruit.
Watermelon is such a bigger fruit.
The watermelon is so big, you might not even see your cousin on the other side doing what he's doing. You could be like, you could just look like you're moving furniture.
Yeah, but you're cantaloupe, like, no.
You're seeing it all.
Yeah, cantaloupes are not big at all, dude.
Texture-wise on the inside?
Cantaloupes got to be the best. It's
dog.
Run that through your brain. Yeah, fucking a cantaloupe's got to be. What can you warm a cantaloupe up?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then if you don't warm it up, then you're just fucking lukewarm fruit. Who wants to do that? If you're gonna do it with your cousin, you better do it. Don't half ass it. You're already there with your cousin. You better just go into it.
Do you think they worked up to a cantaloupe? He's like, hey, we should fuck this little tangerine. They're like, nope, that's we'll touch.
Yeah, you started with a kumquat.
Work your way up, or. Yeah, I don't know.
How do you bring that up with your cousin? Hey, Gerald, I know we're sitting here playing Mortal Kombat, but mom just got a bunch of cantaloupes.
Yeah, that is weird, but shit.
With your cousin, that's got, like, yeah, because would you rather do it with your cousin like your friend? Both?
Neither.
Yeah.
If anything, I'm fucking cantaloupe just solo dolo. We off.
Well, listen, I don't think this is the first time they're fucking a cantaloupe. This can't be off the jump. Let me do it with my cousin.
Guess what I did last hump day? He's like, what'd you get into on Wednesday? Shit. This cantaloupe? Cantaloupe, I mean, I think the grip on the cantaloupe is strong, though. The outside, it's got a rough texture. It's got the texture of a fucked up heel.
Cantaloupes, right.
They got that grip.
What's up with them kiwis, though? I think a kiwi would be good.
Kiwi.
I think a kiwi would be nice to jerk off to because you would just put your dick through it all the way and then just get in there.
Kiwis are too, they're too much of a fruit I enjoy. Cantaloupe, I don't really like cantaloupe to begin with.
You so don't like cantaloupe?
That's all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
But a kiwi, I'm like, I like kiwis. I can't do that to a poor little kiwi. But a cantaloupe, I'm like, yeah, bitch, I don't give a shit about you.
Yeah, kiwis are like little orphans. You don't want to do anything to them.
Okay. The kiwis, no, they're just, they have a good place in my mind. Like, hell yeah, kiwi. Whenever I see a menu and see something got kiwi on, I'm like, fuck yeah. And then when I get fruit salad and there's cantaloupe, I'm like, you're not first in this. It goes, you're not first in this equation. Cantaloupe's always last in the fruit salad. People pick around, and then it's honeydew and cantaloupe's left.
Honeydew. Isn't honeydew cantaloupe?
I think
honeydew melon. No, honeydew melon and cantaloupe. We don't know anything, bro.
Same family.
Last one we got to get out of here. One time I slammed my dick in my laptop screen to see how it would feel. The screen broke.
Dude, that's awesome. This guy's like,
what do you mean?
I'm going to make a panini with my dick. Also, the confidence of breaking your screen. Impact of the screen.
This motherfucker's trying to fax his dick somewhere.
Imagine taking your laptop back to Apple, and then there's just a fucking, there's a hot dog shaped crack in the screen. And the guy's like, how did you? He's like, yeah.
And he goes, I understand. That's and like, he goes, honestly, dude, this is 5.6 inches, man. You're right on
good
average.
Good for you. 4.5 on the sides. Good for
bro,
you.
Bro, in Alabama, the whole screen, you would break that shit in half.
Oh, bro.
You'd have two iPads.
God damn.
All right, man.
That's.
Dude.
That's our fan base. Cantaloupes and MacBooks.
I love it.
Hey, but anyways, Patreon coming. The first episode will be on Friday, October 11th, but the 9th is when that week we're going to be filming it. So get the Patreon in. The link is in the bio.
Boom.
All that.
We love you guys. Get also, subscribe to iTunes and rate and review. It really helps us out. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Peace.
Smash a MacBook.
Ooh. Oyster?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.